Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Dee 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 dee. Come on, join the song.
I don't know the
Christmas.
song. I don't
You
know
don't know the song?
I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. I know
Yeah.
Christmas and mistletoe and wine.
And then the flanky and tine. They get the string out.
Well, I mean, you do need string for presents.
String is very important for decorations, for rolling up your piece of meat for your roast,
Yeah.
like a ham.
Yeah. It seems wasteful though, the string on presents, particularly string and ribbons and bows and all that. I try and minimize the amount of like wrapping paper or decorations I use. So I'll just wrap the present. This isn't a joke even. I'm not even joking. But I'll just wrap the presents in paper, or I guess wrapping paper, and then write on it. I don't need a label. I don't need
Do you even need to write
ribbon.
on it?
I
Do you
don't even
even need
really need
to?
to wrap it. I need to
Do
write on
you
it so people know who it's for.
even need Christmas is just a waste. It's just wasting.
This is true.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Do they need to? Is
D
more
yeah,
importantly,
no.
probably
Everyone
not.
forget about it. Forget
That's
about
true.
it. Just don't.
Christmas is
No.
done. And
Hello. I
welcome
mean,
to the
bye.
Christmas episode of Much Ado About Snacking.
Welcome to the Boxing Day special.
Themed. Well, so hold on. Christmas doesn't happen, but Boxing Day still does.
Yeah, so Boxing Day, I don't know what's significant about Boxing Day. Go for a walk. Walk
Well,
isn't
but
walking isn't wasteful.
isn't Boxing Day called Boxing Day because it's the day you break down all the boxes that you got your presents in?
And recycle them.
Ideally,
Yeah.
that is actually what. Okay, cool, fine.
No, this is actually a 28th December special where we celebrate all things the 28th of
God,
December.
I just love the 28th so much.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm counting down to the 28th.
You've got a special custom advent calendar.
Yeah, that goes to 20. Well, so yeah, that's true. Actually, a lot of advent calendars go up to the 25th, and they should really only go up to the 24th if you want a
So
proper. Because it's like it's already Christmas Day. Why do you need the chocolate?
this might be Mandela effect, but I'm pretty certain that every advent calendar I had up to about age 20
Yeah.
went up to the 25th, and then randomly they all just started going up to the 24th. I'm not ashamed to admit that I still have an advent calendar.
I don't because I'm very bad at completing my advent calendar, like me completing my Easter eggs. I'm just any is it any seasonal chocolate thing I can't finish. No.
Like you're completing anything, really, Matt.
No, I haven't completed. I haven't even completed this.
Very nice.
Thanks,
Should
yeah.
we put the theme tune here?
The Christmassy theme tune. Themed
Hopefully.
theme tune. There'll be bells added.
And
And it makes
whistles.
every song Christmassy. I think I don't know why get why artists don't just get their biggest hit, add some bells in the background, re-release it, boom, you got Christmas number one.
Got Christmas number two.
Exactly. Gonna do a Christmas number two after this. Woohoo! Eating a
Yeah.
lot. Woo! Yeah.
Theme
Cue
music goes there.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
music, yeah.
Cool. Cue the music.
Cue the music.
Indescribably delicious.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Hello and welcome to Much Ado About Snacking, a podcast about snacking. Yum
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 yum,
in my
ho
tum
ho
tum.
ho in my
No,
joy,
no.
my j jelly full of belly like jelly. Wiggle wiggle, ho ho ho.
You know what's weird? It felt really nice to say that.
What? Oh, the beginning bit.
The intro, yeah, that was
Yeah.
nice.
Did it fill you with a warm feeling inside?
Almost like what people talk about with Christmas. No, I
Yeah.
love Christmas. I actually love Christmas. I don't know why I'm pretending to be all grinchy. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's good shit. It's I vibe with it every year. It's good to good fun.
Yeah,
Food.
not this year, but every other year. Love
Every
it.
other year. No, Chris, we could Christmas is we're still here to spread Christmas cheer. Well, that's what the spirit of Christmas is.
That is
Doesn't
true.
matter.
I'll be more positive.
Be extra positive for our
Oh
listeners.
shit, I didn't finish the intro. I'm
Oh.
Will. And I'm joined today by
An
Matt.
elf? An
But I'm
elf
joined
came.
today by a former Christmas elf, Matt.
Hello.
And today
Ah.
we'll be taking a deep dive into your history as an elf.
Yes. It all started in 1643. I was in the North Pole, and I stumbled upon a very jolly man, and I picked up the pine cone that fell from the tree, and this funny old man said, "What are you doing with that pine cone?" And I said, "I'm going to put some decorations on it and give it to my friend." And he says, "Well, you seem like just the right elf to work at my workshop." And I'm like, "Okay." And then ever since then, I've been an elf for Father Christmas.
But you were actually an elf, no?
I was actually an elf. At a supermarket. At a shopping centre. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was about 14.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was with my father Christmas.
Wait, was your dad play Father Christmas?
Well, Will, the kids could be listening.
The kids aren't listening.
Oh, yeah.
Kids don't listen to this.
Fucking shit. Yeah. I can swear and say that Father Christmas is... I can't really say it, to be honest. I can't ever...
What age do you find that thing out?
I found that out, I think, when I was maybe 10 or 11.
Yeah. I found it out 3 years younger than my parents decided it was a good idea for me to find out, because I have sister who is 3 years older than me.
Ah, that's why.
And therefore, my childhood had no mystery in it.
Yeah.
Don't call my sister a bastard.
No, I'm talking about your parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine then. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
I'm good.
We haven't spoken since the last episode.
It's been so long. How have you been?
God, there's just so much to update you on. We should have had a chat beforehand.
I know, we really should have caught up. But now's the time for everyone to listen in onto our conversation. I'm wearing a Christmas jumper, but it's quite hot already. But I want to keep the Christmas vibe going. Yeah. I'm doing well. I'm excited to be back for a Christmas special.
Sure.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And this is a very important period for snacks.
It is. It's equally. It seems like now all we're doing is specials for times that snacks are important. We will start making the podcast again. Normally,
we have big plans.
We're just working on some stuff, guys.
We're working through some stuff. Like more, not actually in the content of the podcast, but us as in a relationship, we're working through.
Sure.
Some stuff.
Yeah. Matt and I had a big fallout immediately after the last episode about. Wafers.
That was harsh. That was really harsh.
This whole thing has been arranged by our agents and publicity teams. We haven't spoken. So there could be a massive fight halfway through this podcast.
But we have our family counsellor who's also on the line here currently. So if anything gets too heated or dangerous, then they'll intervene. So thank you, Professor Smithson, for joining us.
So I guess what we're going to talk about today is food and snacks. That's what we do on this podcast, right?
Yeah, but Christmas themed.
Christmas food and snacks. Well, not just generally.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd kind of write ourselves out of the market if we did that. We have to spread the content of snacks across multiple episodes.
That's the vibe, isn't it? And we also have given each other some gifts.
Oh yeah, should we do that now?
I don't know. Well, maybe I don't know. I feel like I like the anticipation.
There is something beautiful about that on a Christmas morning, just waiting, or even just throughout Christmas Day, just waiting for as long as possible to open presents.
I am a firm believer. I don't get this like instant open everything you've got in your stocking just like that. It's like, what's the fucking point? Like,
well, it depends on the... You are weird though. Like, you got a new laptop and didn't open it for a month.
Yeah, that is true.
That's strange.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do it. Maybe we can get to this. But we always, and this is weird to admit, but still to this day, this is how it happens. We get a stocking from Santa that appears at the end of our bed in the morning.
Lovely.
But then we also get presents from our, like, parents.
Yeah.
When I say we, I mean me and my sister. I'm not talking about myself in the royal we.
Yeah.
So the stocking is filled with like small things from Santa, and then
you say that very confidently, Will, that it's something that's guaranteed each year. That is not guaranteed. You have to be a good boy that year to get those presents.
True.
You have to earn it. So I wouldn't be so flippant to assume that you'll get your gifts every single year. That's not part of the message, is it?
It's for 26 years or 25 years. It's been pretty steadfast. So I'm prepared to wager that it will still be there.
I think that confidence and cockiness may put you on the naughty list, William.
It is the first time I've ever outwardly expressed that. Should I take that again clean?
Yeah, take it again clean.
I'll take it again clean. It's the first time I've ever outwardly expressed that, so maybe I won't get a stocking. That'd be fine, though. I'm not really in it for the presents anymore.
What? No, mate. You're lying. It's all about just fucking presents.
Open presents.
It's fucking presents.
It's all about fucking the presents.
Exactly.
I come down on Christmas morning, knob out, jump into the pile.
By the fire, just naked, me on the rug.
I'm just imagining your family.
To my new Game Boy SP.
Is it not to a, not like this is in, while everyone else is unwrapping, you've just slowly started fucking a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I'm popping the bubble wrap with my butt. It's going crazy up in here. I've got tissue paper in my ears. I've got you know, tinsel, you know, dangling on God knows what.
Can we go back to talking about stockings real quick? Because some thoughts on the snacks that you get in them. I actually want to talk about snacks. You get, well, for me, I always got like a tangerine or an easy peeler or a satsuma and a bag of chocolate coins.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh,
and I'd always...
A bag of chocolate coins, man. They're worth more than their weight than gold.
They're definitely not.
To me.
Only to you. They were, I guess, I suppose the weight of a bag of chocolate coins in gold isn't that much.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not that heavy. I don't know. I just wanted to bring them up. I feel like that's a very important part of the Christmas period.
They are. And they, I like the firmness that the foil that wraps the coin. I like it. You can kind of lift one side of it. I think it's very satisfying.
It's very satisfying.
The process of opening
and then doing
it.
The whole thing in the morning and then you feel ill for a bit.
Yeah. And I like it in a bag. It's like old school. Like, gone are the days where you'd have a pouch of money with your coins in. I think that's rather marvellous.
Well, now it's all cards and transfers.
BPs from phones.
Get a bloody chocolate credit card.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Swipe it in and then just like leaves a chocolate smear in the
machine. Just melts in the machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the Satsuma is the other thing.
That's so lame. I would not be happy with the Satsuma.
Do you not?
I think it was tried once, and I just don't.
It's almost part of the game, though. Like, you get it.
It's the same with Halloween, mate. It's just like any single time I'm expecting a snack and I'm giving an easy peeler. She's an easy peeler. Da-da-da.
You gotta hold on to the pith.
The pith. That was a Christmas number one of 2001, Phil Collins.
I really don't. Easy Rider was a Christmas number one.
No, it's easy, isn't it? Easy Lover.
I'm thinking of a different song. She's an easy lover.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, no worries.
I can't be seen to be wrong on the podcast.
No, exactly. I have a very decent snack from my stocking. Which would be so similarly. The stocking isn't actually hung at the end of the bed; it's almost rested at the bottom of the bed.
Oh yeah, same.
So, but you know that same. The weight that you feel on your toes when you wake up—that is a beautiful feeling.
It's so
fucking great. And like, it's quite embarrassing that even as a 26-year-old, I do still have trouble
getting to sleep.
And it's so bad. And I'm like, Matt,
yep,
you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
You know the vibe. You know that also, like, my like parents are also not going to bed because they're waiting for me to go to sleep. And I'm desperate to try and get to sleep. And it's so unfair for me to be like, I guess you have to wait another hour to then go to bed because you have to rest your
presents. I'm just so excited.
I'm so excited. And it happens every bloody time. It's
weird as well because I like the gifts, but I don't like generally love stuff. But as soon as I get given the opportunity to get stuff, I'm buzzing for it.
It's great, man. It's great. There's no like denying it. You know, when people's like, "Oh, Christmas is all about being that." I get that. That's true.
I like 100%. That bit as well.
I love that bit, but we can't. That doesn't mean that presents aren't awesome and sweet and worth getting excited about. You know what I mean?
I'm assuming that in your stocking you get something posh like a camembert or a bottle of.
I wish I got a camembert.
Well, what other? Do you get other? You said there were other snacks in your stocking.
No, so the main, I think the only snack, to be honest, the main snack would be each year I'd get each of us would get a box of Matchmakers. Yeah. Mint flavored. They're so delicious. They're a lovely just little light treat. And of course this is, so we get the stockings, we wake mum and dad up by jumping on them and the bed.
Yeah,
it's Christmas. So we like hit pans as well. And then we all get in the bed together, but there is a system of where everyone sits. I mean, we have a lot of traditions and we do stick to them. And sure. One of them is our position in the bed. And my dad and myself, the two largest people in our family, sit opposite each other. So it's a really impractical. And I literally have like literally my feet just like, well, I'm trying to avoid.
How small is this bed?
Well, it's if you sit opposite on a double bed.
Yeah. I guess if your legs are stretched out.
If your legs are stretched out. And on both sides. Yeah, you have to then, one has to go one side and one has to go the other.
Sit cross-legged. This almost sounds erotic.
No, you have to have your legs stretched out. I can't have my legs crossed for all of stocking.
We're a cross-leg family.
Ah, well, that just explains everything, doesn't it?
Hot cross legs.
Exactly. So Matchmakers. So anyway, because we're on the bed, we haven't eaten anything yet. So yeah. Having a little light minty snack is delicious. And my sister Grace will demolish a box of Matchmakers by the end of the stocking opening. I would normally trade her some. I mean, I don't know what I'm getting back. I'm not trading. I'm just giving them to her.
You eat like a couple of Matchmakers. Meanwhile, your sister just sat there like eating through your box and her own box.
Yes. Yes. Right. But what we do is, because of course you'll go through the stocking, sometimes someone wouldn't get to their Matchmakers until later in the game. And what you do is you would kind of do a, oh, I'll give you one of mine for now and just remember what I did and kind of return that and da da da. So there's a little bit
this
of a Matchmaker exchange.
This is not in the spirit of Christmas at all.
It's not at all. It's like, you fucking owe me two Matchmakers, you dick.
It's like prison yard training.
It is. I think one year we did a little Christmas joke, a Christmas trick, and we put in the zesty orange instead. And
oh, that's so much better.
Oh, she was not happy. She is a mint. I'd be mint kind of girl. My mum is the only person who would shy away from the mint and go for the orange.
It's not that I don't like the mint. I'd just rather have the orange. In an ideal world, I have both
the orange. Yeah, I mean, although not, I don't know, mint and orange.
Yeah, orange and mint. Delicious. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about that. But Matchmakers, I didn't know they did any more. But there are some newer flavours they do. And I think there's one that's like a kind of, like a toffee kind of one. And I think maybe like another odd one that's like, you know, in Narnia where they give the sweets.
Turkish Delight.
Yeah, I think there's a Turkish Delight one.
Bloody Turkish Delight, it's everywhere.
I know, can't escape them.
Can't escape it.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's our stocking snack.
Chestnuts.
Yes. Roast them? Do you roast them in the fire?
I think you roast them. From my understanding, you roast them on an open fire.
Yes.
While
not on the gas stove. That would be rather... No. Yeah.
You can do that, though. I saw you can roast a pepper on a gas stove, I discovered the other day.
You can make toast on a gas stove.
Well, I guess you can make anything on a gas stove.
Yeah, you could do it. I didn't realise you could do so much on stirred up gas.
Well, it's the flame created by the gas. It's not just, you're not just like filling bread with gas.
Oh, right? I forget to do the thing. I just turn on the gas.
You just pump it full of gas.
Yeah, and then I feel great.
Do you eat chestnuts? Is that part of your... I'm not sure I've ever eaten a chestnut.
I've done it once at a mate's house, and it was lovely, and it was a real treat. But I've never done it myself, so maybe this year I'll get myself some chestnuts.
I imagine them tasting very nice. They seem like they'd probably be quite like a...
They have a nutty taste to them.
Well, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought they'd have a nutty taste.
Yeah. And I think the warmth of the flame gives a nice flavour to it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a massive fire fan. I love an open roaring fire.
Yeah.
Rawr, give me chestnuts. I would say. I'm a fire.
I'm on fire, help me.
This really hurts. The fire, so lovely. Wouldn't really be a chestnut vibe. And I guess chestnuts are the marshmallow for winter.
Yeah, except marshmallows are also for winter.
Yeah, but I imagine like you go camping, and you probably go camping in the summer. So you'd roast marshmallows around the campfire.
I really don't think of roasting marshmallows as a summer activity, but you're probably right.
But I guess it's always...
I always assume it's around like an autumnal fire.
I mean, yeah, that works. Or a spring.
Yeah. I don't eat marshmallows.
Marshmallow. S'mores. But that's, anyway, that's besides the point. That's not Christmas-y. Well, maybe it's for someone.
Can be. This is the beauty of Christmas. It can be anything for anyone.
Exactly. It could be whatever you want it to be.
As long as you spend the cash.
Spend the cash. Spend the cash.
Splash the cash. Yeah. The Christmas cash. Cashmas.
These elves do not have a basic minimum wage, so you have to ensure that you spend money. So therefore, Father Christmas is a terrible boss and does not treat the elves well, so you got to support the cause.
He definitely doesn't do like workers' comp.
Imagine trying to get a sick day on like the 12th of December and like the elf is actually like really feeling grim, and Father Christmas is like, nah mate, we got a quota to meet.
Oh god, actually, just, I know there was like talk about Santa being immune, but Christ, imagine one elf has flu-like symptoms, yeah, and a new persistent cough, and he calls Santa and he says, look, Nick, I'm very ill. I think I have coronavirus.
A candy cane, I can't taste it.
I can't taste anything. I've been eating mint matchmakers and I can't taste the mint. Mint freshness. I can't come in. And Santa's like, look, you work 1 month out of the year. You cannot be sick in this 1 month.
Yeah.
So the elf goes in, gives it to all the other elves, because I'm assuming they work in quite close proximity. I think they might all live together as well, in like dorms.
In little cubby holes around, yeah.
So then they all have it. And even if Santa is immune, they've touched every present.
Mm-hmm. And then shit goes down. Shit goes crazy.
I guess it couldn't get much worse, though, in fairness. So
bring it on.
Sad thought, though.
It is a sad thought. So, okay, can I talk to you? Have I talked to you about my Christmas breakfast?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I feel like I have mentioned it before because it's probably one of my favourite breakfasts ever. But this is a snack because, fuck it. It's an all-butter croissant.
I think you have mentioned this, but this might also be your breakfast birthday breakfast.
Oh, it was. Yeah. But it originally was Christmas and it became...
Run me through it quickly. All-butter croissant.
Soft cheese, bacon, egg, Emmental cheese, a little bit of ketchup to dip on the side, pepper, delicious.
That's not very Christmassy.
It is. Why can't it be?
Well, I'm wondering what my Christmas... I don't even know what my Christmas dinner is going to be. But I'm wondering, as obviously, as a vegetarian, I think I'd normally have smoked salmon.
That's lovely. With the bubbles, little bubbles and some smoked salmon.
When you say bubbles, do you mean like
champagne, darling?
Right.
Or okay. Bucks Fizz.
Right. Or just bubbles.
Yeah. Any bubbles.
Just someone. I'm eating a smoked salmon bagel, and someone runs in and just blows bubbles at my stomach.
Or just crack open a Pepsi.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. That's bubbles.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm gonna have this year.
Yeah, you've got a difficult choice to make.
Peanut butter. Just a jar to myself.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. You limit yourself. And what are you doing for the Christmas dinner? What are you gonna eat?
I don't know. There's lots of options. Thing is, the standard or the suggestion seems to be a nut roast, right? But I've never had a nut roast. And I don't know how I really feel about them.
I've had an amazing nut roast before at a pub. I can't remember the name. I think it's called the Spread Eagle in Hackney. And it was amazing. And it was a vegan nut roast. And the creaminess came, apparently, from soaking cashews. So if you can find a soaking cashew nut roast, I would really recommend using that recipe and making something. Because it was delicious. It was phenomenal.
Well, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, honestly do. But I have had nut roasts that are very dry and very shite. So I think you got to put the work in into getting that kind of creaminess. And I think it probably is going to be quite a big commitment. But I think it'll be worth the payoff. Because then it goes with gravy and roast potatoes and all that shit. So
sure. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to have, though. Mm. Maybe just like a pizza.
Perfect.
I'll just order a Domino's.
Order a meat feast. Pizza
and then pick off all the meat
and then chuck it to your meat eaters.
Yeah I really don't know. I really have no idea. I'll have to update you afterwards.
So are there any more snacks that you continue to eat during Christmas Day?
Celebrations, I guess. Is it celebrations or is it the other one? Quality Streets,
one of the two. Yeah,
well, all of them.
I don't know. I don't really eat Quality Street or Celebrations.
What do you eat?
I just don't eat them. I eat cheese, yes.
Yeah, constantly.
So you got to have your categories sorted. You got to have your goat, you got to have your blue, you got to have your soft, and you got to have your hard. Once you got those areas covered, you've got yourself the cheese selection you need for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like cheese. I'll eat cheese till the cows come home,
and make milk.
And make milk for the cheese. Yeah. The thing is, I am. I don't know. It tends to cause me a certain amount of gastrointestinal distress.
Mm.
Cheese.
Yeah.
So I do love it, and I will eat it. But then it will upset the company I'm with when I fart a lot.
But that's part of a family Christmas is kind of big. Like I never shower when I'm with my family at Christmas. I don't shower. I don't shave. I'm like a gross, just like no one could judge me here. So
why?
That's fine. I don't know.
Do you not put on smart clothes for Christmas Day?
Not really. Maybe for Christmas dinner, but
yeah. I'll put a tux.
Yeah, of course. But I can be greasy, tux. Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst image. Just you wearing a tuxedo, but
covered
very
slime.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Covered in.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess what do I eat during the day? There will be crisps involved, of course, because that
course.
just is part of who I am. Actually, sorry, speaking of which, I have some snacks with me, and we
Brilliant.
Just mentioned cheese. I have a little bit of lovely cheddar cheese. It's nice and crumbly.
Why have you got a bit of cheddar cheese with you?
I like having bits of cheddar cheese with me. Oh, it's strong, mature, and it's tangy. It's delicious. And then I also have some poppy seed sesame thins, which are delicious crackers.
You've gone completely rogue. I've got to say, though, actually, interestingly enough that you're eating cheese right now, Because as I mentioned, cheese tends to give me a bit of gastrointestinal distress. But I find that I eat dairy every day without fail. I have something that's dairy. So I'll either have cheese or butter or milk. Actually, I won't have milk. I've switched to oat milk. But I've decided today that I'm not going to eat any dairy.
Right.
Just for today to see how it affects me.
Yeah.
And in fairness, I've been a lot less vocal from the downstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I might, but I feel like it's a test I don't want to do because I don't want to cut out cheese.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Once you get down that path.
That being said, I also haven't eaten anything today, so...
Ah, well, that may be the thing.
That might be the thing. Maybe it's just
not
all
speaking because there's nothing to... You need to feed it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, maybe it's just all food. That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
Join me, Will. I'm currently feeding my butt.
I feel like it's incredibly unprofessional, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
And we're nothing if not professional. There's no way a poppy seed cracker has just elicited that reaction.
With cheese. With the cheese.
Still, it's just cheddar cheese.
It's so good, man. It's really good cheddar cheese, man. Oh, I fucking love cheddar cheese. But I think the key thing is, I think I find a lot of cheese biscuits almost a little too thick or a little too flaky. Like, I like a kind of thin, crunchy, no-nonsense kind of vibe. I don't want, like, this kind of, like, yeah, weird, crumbly, biscuity thing. Because I think it's just too much. It takes away too much from the cheese.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually, you know what my favourite cracker is?
What?
None at all. Just straight up cheese. Cheese on cheese.
But you're currently using a cracker.
I am using a cracker. I do love a cracker. And I love a Christmas cracker joke. Do you want to hear a Christmas cracker joke?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
You don't have one to hand.
What does Santa... No, I've got one here. What does Santa suffer from when he gets stuck in a chimney?
What does Santa suffer from when he gets stuck in the chimney? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to work it out. What does Santa suffer from when he gets stuck in
the chimney? God, you're the worst. You're one of those people. I'm going to work it out. Ah! Stuck in the chimney. What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck?
Is this like a stuck porn joke?
No.
You know, like the porn where people get stuck.
Yeah. And then
that.
Up to Santa. Oh my God.
That would be fantastic Christmas porn.
That would be great. Yeah.
Tell me, what does Santa suffer from when he gets stuck in the chimney?
Claustrophobia.
There's absolutely no way Santa is claustrophobic. The guy spends his whole life in and out of chimneys.
And living in an igloo up in the North Pole.
He doesn't live in an igloo. He lives in a house. You know, I've been to where he lives.
Really?
Yeah.
To Lapland.
Yeah, it's Lapland, but it's in...
How was it?
Is it in Finland or Iceland?
Yeah,
it's in
the
Finland.
North Pole, Will.
Greenland, maybe. It's the North Pole. That is the North Pole.
Yeah, the country is called the North Pole.
No, the country is not called the North Pole. The geographical area is called the North Pole. Yeah,
the United Icebergs of the North Pole.
Well, it's just not. How was it? It was amazing. It was really great.
Really? So it lives up to the hype?
I mean, I didn't meet Santa. I just went to the area that he's from.
Why the fuck would you go if you're not going to meet Santa?
Northern Lights.
Oh, right. Okay, I guess.
Reindeers. Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
I'm currently recommending it to thousands of friends.
All our listeners.
All of our thousands of listeners.
So why does Santa have three gardens?
Santa have three gardens. Is one like one's a vegetable garden, one is like recreational, and then one, I don't know, maybe the reindeers live there?
So he can ho ho ho.
That's not a good joke.
Okay, one more. Wow.
Great.
Okay. Who delivers presents to cats?
Santa Paws.
What do you call a dog who works for Santa?
Santa Paws.
What do you call Father
Santa
Christmas
Paws.
What do you call Father Christmas in the beach? It should be on the beach.
What do you call Father Christmas on the beach? Santa Claus.
Santa
Claus.
Yes. What do you get if you cross Santa
more.
With a detective?
Detective Nick. Illis.
Yes. No, Santa Clues.
Oh, bad.
What did you get me for Christmas?
What did I get you for Christmas? Well, I mean, it's right next to you. Do you want to open it?
Yeah, let's open it.
Finish the joke, though. What did I get you for Christmas?
Oh, shit present.
This wasn't part of the joke. Go on. Crack open. Let's do presents.
Let's do presents.
We've waited long enough.
Yeah, there was another thing that we were going to need to talk to.
It doesn't even sound like we had things to talk to for the last half hour, so I think we'll be fine.
We've been running for about half an hour, Will.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ah. Right, how do I open this box? So, I mean, Will, I really like the wrapping on this, the gift wrapping.
It's slightly
muted in the
colours.
It's a colours.
Cardboard box. It's just a regular cardboard box.
But kind of cool. It's kind of...
It's just a normal cardboard box.
It's minimal. That was the word, minimal box.
Completely normal cardboard box. I'm somewhat worried that the contents of this isn't going to be what I want it to be. Because where I got it from, for what it is, seems a bit weird.
Okay.
But I'm hoping. I've got my fingers crossed.
You see hear me opening it?
Don't damage the contents.
Oh, that's a crack. I do a little shake. Sounds like there's like a puzzle in there.
I'll tell you now, it's not a puzzle. Although it seems like a puzzle the way you're trying to get into it.
This is really hard to...
Put the mic down.
God, you wrapped this really well, Will.
I didn't wrap it. I ordered it and it came directly to you.
A good wrapper is a
one. I didn't wrap it. I didn't wrap it.
Okay, I'm opening it now.
Okay, cool.
This is very exciting. This is the first... present of Christmas.
First present I've ever bought you as well.
It is. Right, let me just have some festive party juice.
Oh, God. Okay. Speed it up.
Oh, my God! Thank you, Will. Oh, my God, there's so much. Oh, Will has just got me 4 packets of Monster Munch jambon en fromage. Oh, mate, thank you so much. This is such a treat. I was so fucking pleased with this.
I was super worried it wasn't going to be the right thing because I was just worried. I don't know. I felt like where I got it from might not have been too reputable and then some weird shit was going to turn up and I gave them your address, which might have been a mistake.
Well, I did get a lot. I've had a lot of death threats recently as well. In French, though, so...
Well, they might not be death threats, though.
Oh, maybe they're actually letters of romance.
In a threatening tone. Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
Mate, that was a wonderful gift. Thank you.
In fairness, that's a gift I have had planned for a really long time.
Well, probably since the moment I said, my favorite snack is Le Monster Mash.
Yeah, literally. First episode, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the what you said in the first episode too is what I've... No, I'm joking.
I don't even remember what I said.
I think getting someone a present that is a snack, I think is something really rather beautiful because, I mean, that particularly, you can't even get it here. And so, and I think that's what's important with especially Christmas or a special festive occasion is you get to enjoy those like bites that like you wouldn't on like a normal Tuesday night be like, oh, I'm going to open this random snack that's from another side of the world, and you know what I mean, it's just like to be able to treat yourself to that little like some homemade chutney or some bloody I don't know, here's some sweets from wherever. I just think that's the wonder of it, and so thank you for getting me a lovely snack present.
I'm glad I've captured the wonder. Also, you had to promise me that you're not going to just binge them all, you have to take your time with them because that's your supply for the year.
Fuck. Okay, so are you saying therefore I've just signed up to you've just signed up to a subscription of annual Monster Munch sending? Because that assumes that I have to if I finish them by next Christmas, then I'll get another order in.
That'd be such a shit. Every year we do gifts, and I just keep giving you Monster Munch.
Oh mate, I will savor the savory that you want.
Well, just because I don't know who knows when any of us will get to go to France again.
That is true. I don't think that's probably the last shipment.
Very possibly.
Yeah.
Actually, very possibly.
Oh my gosh.
Shall I start on mine?
Yeah, do it.
I've got a teeny tiny penknife.
Good. Be careful with it.
I'll get the teeny
I hope
tiny.
You like it. It's a little different than the present you gave me, so...
I'd hope so. If you just got... Although I was actually just thinking, I probably should have got myself some fromage et jambon Monster Munch so that we could taste them together.
That's true.
Maybe I'll order some. I probably won't.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they've got actual ham in them?
Oh, no.
I also like you address this to Will Present Goldston.
Yes, to make sure you didn't open it because it's a present.
Well, I just addressed mine to me.
That did make sense, I guess.
Yeah, but I also like your.
But then when the guy when it got delivered to me and I had to sign for it, I did your signature pretty well, so you'd be proud of me. Right, he's opening. Careful.
Yeah, I'm not opening it very gracefully.
Yeah, be careful with it.
No, I am being careful. You put a lot of tape on it.
I did.
You were very worried that someone was going to steal it.
They still might. Look around you, Will. Just check you're safe.
I don't have a safe.
All right.
Oh my god, cardboard! Thank you.
Oh, you mate, you know how much you love it.
I absolutely love cardboard. Jesus. Right, here we go. Moment of truth. This is one I've poked a hole in the middle of it. I'm assuming it's some sort of print.
Yes.
Oh, it's blank. Oh my god, there's still fucking hell. It's like pass the parcel.
Yeah, except you just pass it to yourself. It's great. I should have got a little sweetie in each of the layers.
Oh, that would have been nice.
That's a great snack, actually.
That's for a birthday episode. Oh, we did a birthday episode, we didn't talk about
that. That's true. Well, your birthday next.
Well, we missed my birthday. Jesus. Did you add all these extra layers of... It's not edible.
I'm sorry.
It's bigger than I thought it was going to be. Fucking hell, it's so big. I'm so confused. What is it?
It's a 1960s/70s Japanese art of a tree.
It's really cool. It is legitimately really cool. I'm baffled.
That's exactly why I wanted it to be.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's a really cool draw. Like, the picture is really cool. And it's very up my street in terms of art style.
I think I just thought I saw it. And I thought I was going to get you something. I was going to get you like an M&M like calculator from the 80s.
Oh,
oh
yeah. Sorry, I assume you meant the rapper there.
No. But I thought, get you something artistic. But I feel like that tree. And there's something quite hope. Well, should I? Or do you want to describe what it looks like?
Sure, I'll describe. Let me get it out again. So it's two prints next to each other. And one of them is of a tree with a face and a moustache and a goatee beard and a bird. And then one of them sort of zoomed out a bit more. The tree's like smiling. And then one of them zoomed out a bit more and he's got like leaves above him. And the bird's not there. And the background colour is different. I'll post a picture on the Instagram.
Yeah, please do. And I like the bottom one. It's kind of like his two branches look like he's kind of lifting his two hands up either side, being like, yeah. Hey, that's just a bird, you know? I'm happy with that.
Same with the top one, actually. The top one's like he's celebrating that the bird's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think it looks really cool.
I'm glad.
I'm still confused, but I like it a lot.
You know, I'm an eBay fiend, and I like to spend
an eBay fiend. Stuff.
I was looking up I was trying to get you like a massive oil painting, but that would have gone over the budget quite a bit. But
you did tell me that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? You mentioned those M&M calculators. My mum has one of them. Are you talking about the one that looks like an M&M? Maybe it was a Smarty one, but it looks like an M&M, and all the buttons look like M&Ms, not the wrapper.
Yeah, I don't know if the buttons look like M&Ms, but it looked like a weird M&M. I also got. Because I showed so much interest, I've had people like giving me offers and stuff like that. So to like, there was one of like these two M&Ms on a car, and it was like a coin dispenser, and it was like randomly, I just got a notification, be like, you've been just given an offer from the seller, and it's obviously like this guy's being like, no one has shown interest in this like old M&M memorabilia, not the rapper.
Please take it.
M&M. For the memories.
Memenembelia.
Yeah.
Memenembelia.
So I had quite a lot of fun looking for
it. The only thing... looking for my gift. I mean, I love it. I think it's great. The only thing is I now have to buy a frame for it.
Yeah, that is true.
And then display it in my place of residence. Display it in my home.
That's why I like forcing art on you.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't it's realize, the one thing realize I thought it was going to be about an A4 size. I didn't know it was going to be an A3.
Oh, yeah. To be clear, it's huge. It's not A3. It's way bigger than A3. I'll show. Hold on. Let me grab something A3 to show you the difference in size.
Well, there you go. You're going to have to put it up in your beautiful house now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to frame it.
Yeah. Well, mate, I feel bad you have to frame it, yeah. We can stick it like a poster.
No, because then that damages it. And it damages the walls. It's fine. I'm buzzing. I really like that. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. And I'm going to put my Monster Munch on the wall.
Put it in your mouth. Put the wrappers on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not M&M, but the wrappers of the, yeah.
God, we're bloody obsessed with M&M today.
I know. Well, he's very Christmassy, isn't he? I love his Christmas number one hit.
Stanta.
Lose yourself to presents.
Mine was better.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, Will.
Merry Christmas to you too, Matt.
Yeah. I guess, well, are there any more? I'm just picking up another snack of mine. I've got a peanut.
You're just naming. These aren't festive in the slightest.
They are. They are very festive. Peanuts are very festive.
The only festive nut is a chestnut.
Are very festive.
Only festive nut is a chestnut.
Well, I disagree. I like eating peanuts because I want to enjoy a salty snack with my beer or my wine or my drink. A lot of the snacks are coinciding with my drinking habits.
Do you feel like... I don't feel like beer is a Christmas drink. I feel like Christmas is for wine.
It is, but I just do want beer as well.
You just love beer.
I love beer.
Yeah.
All year round.
All beer round.
And you got to be close with the things you love for Christmas. And I intend to be close to beer.
And on that bombshell... thank you everyone for listening. If you are still listening,
mince pies also snack.
The month break we might have taken. Oh shit, mince pies! Yeah, there is that.
Mince pies. Yeah,
we'll talk about them next year.
Yeah,
we've got to save some stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for anyone who has stayed tuned in after the hiatus. We won't be back next week, but we'll be back soon with some content.
We'll be back with some serious content. We've been planning this for longer than you can imagine.
Yeah, this is true. And
you have really low expectations of us.
It doesn't. Anything we do outperforms expectation.
Yeah.
So
that's why my Christmas list, I say, give me a piece of shit, and then I get a Game Boy XP, and then happy days.
You get a Game Boy XP this year.
Yeah. I'm currently still using my Game Boy Color.
Well, I really hope that you get your Game Boy XP.
Yeah, so the backlight really helps.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Stay safe.
Merry Christmas.
Stay happy.
Stay well. Yeah.
Lots of love.
We'll get
through
this.
Send my love to your mother.
And your father. And Father Christmas. And Mother Christmas. And the elves.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear us soon.
You'll hear us soon.
Chestnuts roasting on an open
fire.
There's Jack snipping at your toes. I don't know the rest.
I
Peace out, baby.
Peace out, baby Jesus.